This is Magic. That's M-A-J-I-C, coming to you via the AboveTopSecret.com member podcast network on the topic of Project Serpo, Revelation or Hoax. Relentless asks, what's the point? Why was this publicized in the first place? You know, great question to ask. What is the point of all this? Why is this brought out? And, you know, I've seen various reasons floated around. I will confess, I haven't read everything in this thread, and I can't say that I'm unhappy not to, but it's kind of fun to follow it from the meta perspective. We have a lot of members who have been following this very closely, and hey, they're doing a great job, if you ask me, of asking the kinds of questions I would be asking if I was following the story that close. So I make that little admission there. But hey, look at the question. Sorry, I got a cold here, by the way. So come back from a trip, got a cold, got to get on Podspace, right? Anyway. Who does benefit? You know, I sound like a broken record, but it always boils down to money and power. Every real conspiracy always boils down to money and power. So what's the money and power angle behind whatever the conspiracy is here? And that's a good question. I don't know the answer to that question, but I think it's a reasonable question to ask. Hey, I'm skeptical of the story. And, you know, if the brief excerpts I've bothered to read anyway are any example, you know, it does seem to read like poorly written fiction, as other members have observed. So, you know, as far as my opinion of the story itself, yeah, I'm not very convinced about that. As an ex-military guy myself, I can imagine the soldier not being a great writer, but I also wouldn't expect to see poetic license either, especially on such a serious mission during such a serious time in human history. I would expect more of a Jack Webb, just the facts, ma'am, sort of approach from our military's best and brightest. Then again, I've had these kinds of accusations leveled at me before. I think I can sympathize with Bill Ryan. I mean, just look at my own Confessions of a Dark Sorcerer and Yoshiel excursions. A lot of people think all that is fiction, and I don't blame them. Hey, it's wild stuff, and I wrote all of it based on my genuine personal experiences as honestly as I could. Yet I can't say it's necessarily true because I may just be a flaming lunatic. and I can't deny that honestly either. And the kicker is I'm now finding myself drawn into writing fiction, to which my fellow ATSers may reasonably react with skepticism by asking if my confessions and Yoshiel stories were nothing more than that. The truth is no, but I doubt many will believe that, and I can understand why. So it may be with Bill Ryan. This may be him just honestly reporting what's being reported to him. Or it may be just some fiction he's written. Or maybe he's being used to pass someone else's fiction along. And this is just a way of it being creatively promoted on the internet. There's some that say there's no such thing as bad publicity. But I disagree. Reputations matter. Integrity matters. Anyone who is willing to sell either of these for money will end up with nothing in the end. I don't know what the deal is with Bill Ryan, but he is a fellow member of ATS, and until he should give any reason to believe otherwise, I believe he's entitled to say what he has to say and be treated with the same respect and dignity all members deserve, which is a lot. And I'm looking forward to seeing more of what he has to say, and I'm looking forward also to seeing, you know, what my fellow ATSers, other members, have to say. And we'll see where this leads. One of the things that makes ATS such a wonderful place is that we can see all the different sides. I mean, really, anybody who is willing, I mean, the terms and conditions are quite reasonable, and anyone who's willing to abide by them can come in and say whatever the heck they pretty well want to say. And that's what we got going on here. Let's see where this leads. I have a feeling somewhere along the line, the angle of money and power will come out. But where and from whom, I don't know. And that's what keeps me coming back. That's why I'm curious. Anyway, I encourage my fellow members to opine in whatever way they may see fit regarding Project Serpo, the story around Project Serpo, the whole ATS angle in with regards to Project Serpo. All this stuff is fascinating to me, and I hope, I'm sure that some of my fellow members are also finding this fascinating. Anyway, until that next gruff podcast, be well, friends.